How do babies learn their mother tongue? And when do they start? This is the Year of Languages in America, and we're talking about talk. Google gaga might be what you think is the beginning of how babies learn to talk, but you'd be wrong. Language learning starts well before babies utter their first words or babbles. Once babies can hear, they respond to sounds. There's no question that babies in the womb jump in response to noises, such as fireworks. Even before they're born, they eavesdrop on their mother's conversations. They don't recognize words, but they recognize their mother's speech patterns. At first, language is only like a melody for them, but they enter the world prepared to learn any of the world's 7,000 languages. With the melody imprinted, the first problem the baby faces is finding the units in the speech it hears. Where does one word end and the next begin? By 4.5 months of age, they're well on the way to finding words in the stream of speech that washes over them. They start by recognizing their own name compared to a name with the same number of syllables or stress pattern. So, if your name is Irving, it has stress on the first syllable, Irving, and it's 2 syllables long. When babies are given a chance to listen to Irving versus, say, Wilson, a name with the same pattern, they prefer to listen to their own name. Your name and other frequently occurring words are an anchor in the mass of sounds coming at you when people talk an unknown language. Research tells us that at 6 months of age, babies can recognize a word they hear after their own name. The word mama serves the same function, helping babies find words in the speech stream. Next, they need to figure out what words mean. Of course, some of the first words babies understand are mommy and daddy. Research tells us that they attach the word mommy to their own mom and not just to any woman. Likewise for daddy. But learning what words mean is complicated. What does the word rabbit refer to? Well, it seems obvious. Think of yourself in a foreign country. Someone says the equivalent of rabbit as a bunny hops by. What could it mean? Maybe the long ears, or maybe the white fur. How do we know when words refer to the whole object, and not to the properties of the object, say, white, or the rabbit parts, like ears? By 12 months, babies seem to interpret words as labeling objects, and the whole object, as opposed to its parts or features. Now, after babies find words and know some meanings, they have to learn how words go together to make sentences. They know more about their language than what they can say, just as you could understand more in a foreign language than you could speak. So while their first spoken words appear around 12 months of age, they may already understand hundreds of words. By 18 months, they can understand 5- and 6-word sentences. Picture an oversized TV screen. On one half of the screen, babies see Cookie Monster hugging Big Bird. On the other half, they see Big Bird hugging Cookie Monster. They watch with rapt attention. When they hear, "Where's Big Bird hugging Cookie Monster?" they look more at the scene that shows this relationship than at the other one. Amazing. It means that babies are already using grammar, or the order of the words in English, to figure out who's doing what to whom, even if they aren't saying much at all. So here's a paradox. Babies can't tie their shoes or be left alone for more than 30 seconds, and yet they're like sponges when it comes to learning languages. The next time you're tempted to think of a newborn baby as a diapered cabbage, think again. They're paying attention, and they learn languages better than their older and wiser parents. That's the linguistic thought for today, which comes from Dr. Roberta Golinkoff at the University of Delaware and Dr. Kathy Hirsch-Pasek at Temple University. And this is the 5-Minute Linguist at the College of Charleston in cooperation with the National Museum of Language. If you have a question about languages, go to our website at www.cofc.edu/linguist. In the meantime, keep in mind that wherever you are and whatever you do, language makes a difference.